Hare Krishna. Reading from My Glorious Master, Hong Kong, 1974, Part 1. Friends in Krishna Consciousness. Prabhupada said, "And you? Man is by nature social. If you do not make friendships with the devotees, you will be forced to associate with someone. That will be forced by material nature. If you do not associate with devotees, you will make friendship with the non-devotees. If you make friendship with the non-devotees," Prabhupada paused as he spoke, "you will not be able to follow the rules and regulations." My comment: Asat sanga tyag evaishnava char stri sangi eka sadhu krishna bhakta har. A Vaishnava should always avoid the association of ordinary people. Common people are very much materially attached, especially to women. Vaishnavas should also avoid the company of those who are not devotees of Lord Krishna. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 22.87. This verse is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's definition of the essential behavior of a Vaishnava. As we are social by nature, we must, while avoiding the association of non-devotees, satisfy our need for friendship through partaking in deeply affectionate and friendly association among the devotees. Srila Rupa Goswami instructs us how to do so. Dadati pratigranati guya makyati prichati mungte bojayate chaiva sadvidam pratilakshanam. Offering gifts in charity, accepting charitable gifts, revealing one's mind in confidence, inquiring confidentially, accepting prasad, and offering prasad are the six symptoms of love shared by one devotee and another. Srila Prabhupada's purport. In this verse, Srila Rupa Goswami explains how to perform devotional activities in the association of other devotees. There are six kinds of activities. One, giving charity to the devotees. Two, accepting from the devotees whatever they may offer in return. Three, opening one's mind to the devotees. Four, inquiring from them about the confidential service of the Lord. Five, honoring prasad or spiritual food given by the devotees. And six, feeding the devotees with prasad. Whenever there is a dealing of priti or love in intimate dealings, these six activities are executed. In the previous verse, Srila Rupa Goswami advised that one should renounce worldly association and keep company with the devotees. Sangha Tyaga Sato Vite. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness has been established to facilitate these six kinds of loving exchanges between devotees. Invisible headaches. Prabhupada, some devotees seem very Krishna conscious, but they seem, on the other hand, to have displeased you. Prabhupada illustrated the situation with an example. If the telephone is ringing and a man does not want to answer, he will say, and Prabhupada pointed to his head and grimaced, "Oh, I have a headache. I cannot come." Can the actual situation be detected? That's what Prabhupada said. My comment. Prabhupada's example showed how internal, unverifiable symptoms of advancement cannot become the criteria for accepting a devotee as advanced or for accepting a devotee as one's spiritual master. An advanced devotee's qualification, however, can be directly observed by his behavior. He is fixed as a pure servant of his Guru Maharaj and Krishna. Requiring internal and esoteric qualifications opens the door for being cheated. Prabhupada clarifies this in his purport to Srimad Bhagavatam 3.33.10. Sometimes doubts arise in the mind of neophytes about whether or not the spiritual master is liberated. And sometimes neophytes are doubtful about the bodily affairs of the spiritual master. The point of liberation, however, is not to see the bodily symptoms of the spiritual master. One has to see the spiritual symptoms of the spiritual master. Jivan Mukta means that even though one is in the material body, there are still some material necessities since the body is material. Because one is fully situated in the service of the Lord, he should be understood to be liberated. Liberation entails being situated in one's own position. That is the definition of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Mukti Surupena Vyavastitihi. The Sarup, or actual identity of the living entity, is described by Lord Chaitanya, Jivera Surupoi Krishnera Nityadas. The real identity of the living entity is that he is eternally a servitor of the Supreme Lord. If someone is 100% engaged in the service of the Lord, he is to be understood as liberated. One must understand whether or not he is liberated by his activities in devotional service, not by other symptoms. Respect of a Vaishnava. When Prabhupada arrived, we had offered him a 24-carat gold ring with a raised P on it, a gold necklace with a P, and a gold bracelet engraved with the full word Prabhupada. We had also arranged a Rolls Royce to carry him from the airport to his luxurious hotel suite. Prabhupada appreciated our recognition of his position as the representative of Krishna and told Satsang Raj that this is a great credit for the one who has made these arrangements. My comment. I had asked Sudama Vipraswami how to greet and honor Prabhupada, and I made opulent arrangements according to his advice. When I heard both Prabhupada's appreciation of our offerings and his strong criticism, I said, Prabhupada, I know you appreciated the arrangements we made for you. I learned this from Sudama Vipraswami, so he helped me. Prabhupada's reply was dour. That is nice. They may have helped you in the past, but they cannot help you anymore. Then how should I treat him and Siddhasarup now? Prabhupada replied, you should treat them with respect. Prabhupada said, a Vaishnava treats everyone with respect, even an ant. My comment. Vaishnava culture is steeped in etiquette. The practice of etiquette is neither superficial nor shallow, but it is meant to evoke the pleasure of Krishna and his servants and to avoid offenses. A cultured gentleman would not have needed to ask how to treat someone else. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, give all respect to others and require no respect for yourself. We'll end here. Hare Krishna.